Good morning. For those who don't know me, my name is Quentin. I'm the husband of Damaris and the father of Jason. We are the Mosses, you know. And I'm here to do the communion this morning. And as I was deciding what I wanted to talk about in the communion, I thought about talking about what it means to proclaim the Lord through the supper until he comes. But then I thought about reminding everyone of our importance to the Lord from the beginning, through the creation. Because we know from the beginning, it took him 6 days to make the creation. And during these 6 days, he made the birds of the air, he made the fish of the sea, the beasts of the field, the stars of heaven, the angels, all these things. And through all the creation that he created, he only chose one thing in his creation to bear his image, and that's mankind. And not only did he choose us to bear his image, but he gave us dominion over the entire earth that he created to work alongside with him in making the creation more beautiful, expanding and growing. And I just want to remind everyone of that importance, because when you look at science and you look at the world, they'll tell you that we're just a speck on a rock moving through space, that you're insignificant, basically. And that's not the case. In my opinion, in the creation, man is God's most prized creation, just by the fact that he gave us his image, he gave us his likeness, and he gave us the ability to work alongside with him. There's no other thing in creation that's been given such a great thing. And he loved us so much that it could have been over from the beginning with the first two. Could have been over with. I've just been honest. But I think what he did was foreshadow once again the coming of Jesus, because we know that he covered them with skins of an animal. And I personally think that these skins of this animal was of a lamb. And then you turn and you go further into when he's leading the Jews away from Egypt, how he takes the lamb and have them slaughter it, cover doorpost, and death passes over them, and they continue to live on. They were saved by the blood of the lamb. Once again, another foreshadowing of what the Lord would do. And so we fast forward to God's actual incarnation into the creation, and the fact that he not only sat on high and gave us direction from on high, how man should carry ourselves and how we should treat one another, he physically came into the creation. He humbled himself. And you have to understand the significance of God humbling himself. God had all power, all things in his hand. There's nothing he can't do, nothing. And he decides to give all that up and come here with us. And not only did he lay down his life for us, but he showed us the way. He gave us what it means to be a man. He gave us what we need to do in order to be with him and live with him. And I just want to remind everybody of that, because I know going through our day-to-day life, our Christian life, we can forget about that sometimes. We can forget our significance to God within the creation. And I just really want to encourage everybody to remember that of all the things created in creation, you are the prized creation. You are so prized that God came down himself, and he didn't die for anyone else. He didn't die for angels. He didn't die for fish. He didn't die for beasts. He died for you and me. He died for mankind. And as we take the cup and we break the bread, I just want everybody to have that on your mind, that you are special to God. No matter what anyone says, no matter what you've done, you are special to God, and you have a place in his heart, and he's always looking out for you. So I just want to remind everyone of that and pray for everyone. All right. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for this day that you've made. Father, we give thanks to you for this creation that you've made, such a wonderful creation. And not only did you create this creation, Father, but you gave us dominion over it. You've shown us your love from day one, even up to here, even to the death of your own son on the cross. And Father, as we take this cup and this bread and proclaim your death until you come, Father, we just ask that you be with us every day, all day, helping us to remember what you've done for us and how to love one another. And Father, we just pray that you grow within us and you grow us, strengthen us through your spirit and through your love. And all these things we pray in Christ Jesus' name, amen. Communion will be at the tables. Have at it.